One, two, three, let's play hockey. All right.
Executive Director Wes Peterson of Lionel Lakes Public Safety says they've never had a crowd this big before.
This just shows you what the community is all about. They're caring for these officers and these firefighters. They would have been here. Most of them would have been here anyways. But with what happened in Burnsville this last Sunday, the amount of outpour we've heard and what we've received from the community.
He says there were at least 1,000 people in the arena. The Minnesota firefighters beat the police officers 7-1 for the Hoses' first ever victory in 8 tries. The 3 fallen Burnsville first responders were remembered, and proceeds go to the Frontline Foundation, which provided grants to their families.
Officer Paul Elmstrand, Officer Matthew Ruge, and firefighter paramedic Adam Finset were viciously taken from us last weekend. We would like to honor these true heroes with a moment of silence.
White Bear Lake Police Officer Ryan Sheik dropped the puck. Officer Sheik was wounded in a January 2023 shooting and received a Frontline Foundation grant.
And these donations and the monies that are raised by events like this provide immediate relief so that we as first responders, Minnesota first responders, can focus on healing and recovery.
Robert Tomasoni of the Spring Lake Park Blaine Moundsview Fire Department was trying to raise some money.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me fill this boot tonight. All the proceeds are going to Burnsville first responder families.
He had filled 3 boots with cash by the second intermission. Organizers reported an amazing number of donations. You can watch a replay of the game on the Guns N' Hoses website. I'm Brent Palm with the Minnesota Minute.